This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. New World screwworm is getting closer to the U.S. border. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
There's been a lot of anxiety recently about the proximity of New World screwworm to the U.S. border. Not only has the pest moved further north, but it has also seen a significant increase in detections. Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net said New World screwworm is now within 200 miles of the border.
And a lot of that was just on the heels of the rumors that were floating around that there was New World screwworm found in the U.S. And the USDA came out late Friday and said that there has been no cases of the New World screwworm found in the U.S. and they were nothing more than rumors. But the fact is that there has been more cases moving further north in Mexico. The Tamaulipas area is one that people have been following closely as there was a case found at the end of December and then another case in early January. And Tamaulipas is only 197 miles south of the U.S. border.
However, Baldwin says he doesn't think this changes too much when it comes to the fundamentals in the cattle markets.
From a fundamental perspective, I don't know that it really changes much. And you could probably make the case that, if anything, it would further tighten the supply of cattle that are available if it got to the U.S. and thinking that there could be some zones that were quarantined or something like that. But from a fundamental perspective, it doesn't change anything as far as the numbers go. But from a knee-jerk reaction headline, as far as the futures market perceives it as, it's negative. I mean, we've seen that play out, you know, time and time again when there's been these kind of rumors. But in the big picture, I don't know that it changes anything.
For more marketing information, head online to agmarket.net. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.